Stella Mwangi is a Kenyan-Norwegian singer, songwriter, and rapper whose music has been featured in several movies and TV series and who represented Norway in the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest. In 2019, Stella created and performed the song Ma Itu for Ubisoft's dancing game Just Dance 2020. I joined Stella over Skype to discuss her creative process and learn more about the song. Maybe we could just start. I have a few questions for you, but maybe we can just start if you can just like introduce yourself, say who you are and what you do.
All right, cool. So my name is Stella Mwangi. I was born in Kenya, raised in Norway as a political refugee with my family. So music, my parents taught me music as a way of a tool to express myself and to just like... just find my purpose, basically, and that was music. So I'm a songwriter, I'm a rapper. I prefer hip-hop because hip-hop basically saved my life, you know, the whole rhythm and poetry. And but growing up in Norway, you know, I grew up with so many different types of music. I was introduced to the whole dance and trance genres. My father was a huge... reggae fan and, conscious rap, while my mom was more into traditional Kenyan music mixed with country. So it's like, it's so versatile.
So all those different influences kind of play out in the music that you make as well?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. I just love music in general.
So, of course, we're here to talk about your song Ma Itu, which was featured in Just Dance 2020.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me a little bit how that project first took shape? Like, how did it first come about for you to create the song for Just Dance?
Wow. I mean, you know, whenever I start to write songs, I just have to feel how I feel. You know? And so I wrote this song exactly 1 year ago. It was the beginning of 2019.
Okay.
I was like in a soul searching, spiritual searching type of vibe. And so I basically just closed my eyes and was like, Ma Itu. So Ma Itu is in my, native language, Kikuyu. So Ma Itu means our truth, which also means our mother. So I was like sort of like calling out to my mom, whom is very much alive and very much healthy today. But I was like, you know, it's like in my tradition, when you're looking for the truth, you have to call on your mom. Mm. So I was like calling on my mom and the truth. And that's how it all started. Ma Itu. Ma Itu. Ma Itu. Ma Itu. Oka ha ha.
Oka ha ha. Oka ha ha. Ma Itu. So this, it's the same word, like the saying Ma Itu means both our truth and our mother?
Yes, so it depends on how you say it, because you see, I have Ma Itu. Mm-hmm. So Ma Itu, that's two words, right? But yep. Ma Itu. Ma Itu is mother. Like, you know, there's no space in between. It's like Ma Itu.
So it's a pun.
Exactly. There's no space in between Ma and Itu. So, and that's why I was like, oh my God, okay, so I can just, it's basically it's the same. Ma Itu, our truth, and Ma Itu, our mother. So, yes, so that's how the whole thing came about. And when it came, it was so natural because I wasn't thinking about like, oh, I need to make this and that and this and that. As I said, it's very important for me that it needs to be true to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was the truth to me. And when I got the instrumental from my producer, whom I've worked with since I was 16, his shout out to Rumblin, Tom Raja, rockstar from Norway. I've worked with him forever. And when I got the beat from him, I was like, okay, the beat, the instrumental is already so danceable. So what I want is to put meaning into the dancing, you know? Yeah, meaning mm-hmm. into the dancing so that you are dancing for a reason, basically.
What's the, for you when you perform this song and when you hear it, what is the meaning behind the dancing?
The meaning behind the dancing is like, it's letting yourself loose and opening your channel for the good vibes, you know, the truth. We all want truth. We all want truth, you know, true love, true happiness, true peace, you know, true success. So everything that is involving with truth. That's what I want to dance for. And that's what I was hoping. That was my intention.
Yeah. So your producer created the beat, you said. So did he provide that before you had the idea for the main hook, for the Maitu?
Okay. So how it came about was that my agency, they told me like, oh my God, because I already had a song on Just Dance for 2019. It's called Not Your Ordinary. I know you know this. I know you know that. I know you know this is the way we roll. I know you know this. I know you know that. I know you know this is the way we roll. I know you know this. I know you know that. I know you know this is the way. So I just got like an email from my agency. Shout out to Position Music, but they just sent me like, oh, Just Dance one, you know, are looking for, you know, some futuristic Afro pop, and they thought of you. And right away, I was like, okay, futuristic African pop.
that was the brief.
That was the brief. And I was like, okay, if I'm doing futuristic African popular music, it means that, first of all, I have to know what basically is African, you know, and what is the future for it. And coming again was the truth. What is the truth? You know, what is African? You know, because we've been so deceived about what Africa is, first of all. If you see like in the news, like, you know, me living here in Norway and growing up here in Norway, every Christmas is like these commercials, very, very sad commercials about Africa, you know? Yeah. And even just like this, the history of Africa is just so all over the place. You don't even know what is what. So my first thought was, okay, so what is the truth? And that's how it all came about. So as soon as I read the email, I was like, okay, I need to figure out what is the truth. And so when I got the beat from my producer, because I did not tell him my thoughts yet, because he actually sent me like, what was it, like four instrumentals?
Okay.
Yeah, three, four instrumentals. And I just picked one, you know, the most energetic one. And then I just wrote to that. And as I'm saying, I was just trying to figure out what the truth is. Because it was such an honor for me, first of all, to get the email from, the request from Just Dance, my second year now with them. And I was like, okay, I will not let them down. I don't want to come as a gimmick, you know? Yeah. I don't want to just give them something, oh, I'm African, and yoo-hoo, here's some drums and some, you know, whatever. So for me, I really searched deep inside my, you know, my heart, my soul.
Can you run me through some of the other lyrics? Because I think there's other lyrics in the song that are in Kikuyu. Can you run me through what the meaning of the other lyrics are?
Yes. So I already described that. Maito, maito, okahaha, okahaha. So okahaha means come here. Our truth, come here, come here. And then what I'm saying after that on the B chorus, I would call it, is Ebwana. So what I'm basically saying is that I'm saying that when the truth comes, the whole world, all the kings and the queens, all the authorities will bow down to the truth, because the truth is the truth. Yeah. So that's basically what I'm saying. That when the truth comes, or when we see the truth, no one will be able to, you know, to cover it, basically.
Bwana, wafalme wote wa dunia watakushukuru, watakushukuru. Bwana, wafalme wote wa dunia watakushukuru, watakushukuru.
It's a really uplifting message.
It's a very uplifting message because, like, you know, music is such a powerful tool, you know, because,
yeah.
You know, for me as a creator, I do understand that, you know, I listen to lyrics, you know, but my friends don't listen to lyrics. What they listen to is melodies and beats, you know, and which puts them in a such a, you know, sensitive platform because they don't know what they're feeding their minds. Yeah. You know, because if you, even if you look at the word music, it comes from the word muse, which means occupying thought. So it's like if people are dancing to melodies and rhythm without getting the message, it can be very damaging, you know? So me, my thing was that, okay, I already have the flow and the melody. Now the words that I'm saying are very important here. And that's the thing. My aim was to uplift the spirit of the one dancing to or listening to the song, even though you don't understand what I'm saying. But the intention and what I'm saying is good.
Yeah, I think you can definitely hear that, even if you don't necessarily know the words.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why. But like, you know, when it came to the rap verses, I just tried to like break it down and not try to overthink that much. I was just like sort of playing with the words, like keep your head bopping, I get it popping, hip hop adapting my words. You know, I was just like just now trying to not make it too complicated mm-hmm. because music is not supposed to be complicated. It's just supposed to be free.
But the rap lyrics are very empowering also, right?
Yes, they are quite empowering and like, you know, just fun as well, you know, and yeah. Easy, really easy. It's just like, you know, the boom bop raps, you know, just fun words, mixing with words, metaphors.
I conquer any obstacles, they melt like popsicles. Everything possible, I'ma hit the pinnacle. Kill a metaphorical, no MC identical. My birthplace tropical, got triple optical. Lyrical, mystical, flow, symbolical, afro-artistical, not physical, it's spiritual.
This was one of the most fun songs I've worked with, actually, because still at the back of my head, I was like, okay, this is something for Just Dance. People are supposed to dance to it and feel good about it. And then in my heart, I was going through a phase where I was like, but I'm trying to figure out what the truth is, you know? So I sort of just mixed everything like that. Yeah, I just mixed everything in one part.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because it sounds like you really wanted to have, you know, you were in this search for meaning, but at the same time, you're still aware that this is a song for a dance game, so people are going to move to it, right? They're going to be watching a screen and trying to follow some movements. Does that change at all how you create the song?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely in my mind, and that's why I'm saying it was one of the most exciting songs for me to write, because I had so much. I had, as I said, my personal, you know, wishes mm-hmm. and Just Dance's wishes and just like basically, you know, the universal law or whatever, you know, the universal, you know, whatever the universe was telling me. Yeah. So I was just like trying to mix them all in one pot. And the goodness, and here's the goodness about music, because music is just a universal language, you know, it doesn't really matter. And that's why I'm saying music is such a, you know, it's somehow a weapon, you know, so you can use it for good. And I chose to use it for good. You know, I chose to be like, okay, people will not understand my native language, only those people in Kenya. But for the rest of the world, I just want them to feel the vibe, you know, and to know it comes from a good place, you know. That was, you know, and the funny thing is, this is the same thing that I did, not to just totally just, you know, turn the page here. But so I'm from Norway, and in Norway or in Europe, we have this thing called the Eurovision Music Song Contest.
Yep.
And so in 2011, I won for Norway. So I was representing Norway with a Swahili song called Haba Haba. And you know, the whole chorus is in Swahili. Everything is in Swahili. Nobody understood anything, but everybody could feel the vibe because the vibe is from a good place. The you know, the message of the song was that, you know, whatever you're looking for is right in front of you. You know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, step by step, you'll reach your destination. But every step is important. You're going to skip steps, you know, but like, you know, the whole beauty of it was that everyone in Ori, from a child to an adult to a grandmother, was just jamming to that song. So that was probably one of, you know, the elements that I took with me on the Maito. I was like, okay, I know people will not understand my native language. Actually, I'm using two languages in Maito. I'm using my native language, which is Kikuyu. And then I'm using the national language in Kenya, which is Swahili. Mm. So, yeah, so it's two different languages there. Actually, it's three.
Three with English. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, I was just testing, you know, the good vibes of how far I can express myself in different languages, but it's still music and have people vibe to it, basically. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite moment in the song when you perform it? Is there one part that you really enjoy that's like special for you?
Yeah, it's the pre-chorus. It's the B chorus, whatever you want to call it. But I don't even know what to call it. But it's the Ebwana wafalme wote wa dunia watakushukuru. So it's like kushukuru means like we will all accept the truth. We'll all praise the truth. We'll all like, you know, the truth will be a delight. It won't be a fight. It will be, you know, like a newborn baby, you know, it will be just like natural. Yeah. So I love that part right there. And that no one, no matter how rich you are, or no matter how popular you are, or no matter how, what type of job title you have, you cannot resist the truth when it hits you. I love that part.
I think in songwriting, I'm sure that there's quite a bit of evolution and back and forth and work in progress when you're working on a new song. Was there anything in this song that didn't make it or changed maybe from the first version that you had?
Not that I can remember. I mean, it was just like minor things, you know, like, you know, remove the kick on, you know, the first two bars on the second chorus. Like, it was very minor things, you know, but, because as I said, so my producer, he's from Norway.
Yeah.
And so he's a proper Norwegian guy, but I've always been so, inspired by him because he knows so much about music. Like, you can tell him to basically play some Japanese cultural influenced music and he'll be able how to do that.
Yeah.
So for this track, he was like, he had just watched the Black Panther music, Black Panther movie,
yeah,
and heard the soundtrack. And then him knowing about how I am, he was like, okay, Stella, I'm going to do something new for you here. I'm like, what? It's like, I know how much you love dance, because I do love dance. I love tempo. I love tempo. And at the same time, I love hip hop. And at the same time, I'm very, I'm a proud African. You know, I love being African. I love all the elements. And I shout out to all the Afrobeat artists that are representing, you know, the continent right now. But, you know, Africa, we not only have Afrobeat, because Afrobeat comes from West Africa. In East Africa, we have a different vibe. The same thing as in South Africa, in Central Africa, and in Northern Africa. It's a whole different vibe, you know. But he was like, he just wanted to create like a whole mixture of everything, of my whole journey, basically, being from Africa and in Norway. Because in Norway here, people love the, you know, as in Scandinavia, you know, we love the whole dance, you know, we love dance, trance music, or whatever you want to call it. And so he just mixed that all up and kept the whole energy there and kept the whole excitement there. So it was just magic. I mean, there's some of those songs that just comes, you know, they're just meant to happen and it's no effort.
Yeah, they just come naturally.
They just come naturally. Yeah. It's so weird because sometimes it's so frustrating because you want to write and to work on those type of songs every day.
But you don't always choose.
You don't always choose because, like, it just comes to you, you know?
Yeah.
Inspiration is just something that just comes all of a sudden at the most weirdest places even, you know? So, but I'm very happy because I would say my fear when I got the mail was like, oh my God, will I be able to deliver this? Me being a writer, I know that it's not just like, it's not a practical job, you know?
Yeah.
It's a spiritual job, you know, because you're creating. So I was like, oh, Jesus, will I do this? But then luckily I was in that space. So it was awesome.
What were the initial, like when you got that initial brief from the Just Dance team? So you mentioned there was something about Afrofuturism. Was there anything other? Were there any other kind of requirements for the song that they asked?
No, it was Afrofuturism.
That's it?
Yeah, everything to do with African future.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they were like, just run with it.
Yeah.
And then what kind of feedback did you get when you sent them the first version?
They were like, awesome, we love it. You know, but the thing is that, you know, the only fear I had when I wrote the song and when I recorded the song and I was talking to my producer, I was like, because he doesn't understand, I had to translate everything for my producer. You know, with the Kikuyu and the Swahili part. And I was like, do you think maybe this will be a problem that, you know, I chose? Because they did not tell me to write or sing or rap or whatever in a different language. That was not mentioned. So my fear was like, do you think they will approve this? Since people in just Dance, you know, Just Dance is not that huge in Kenya. So it's like the rest of the world will not understand what I'm saying. And then he was like, you know, it's music. That's what he said, it's music.
Yeah, it's a universal language.
And as long as you know that what the words are, you know, they're not damaging to anyone, then it's all good. I'm like, so that gave me confidence. It gave me confidence again, thinking about my intention. My intention, it was good. Yeah.
What does it feel like to know that now this song is being dance to, so people are playing Just Dance and are following the coach's moves to the rhythm and to the words that you're singing?
Oh my God. Thank you.
In their apartments and their homes, you know, using their phones.
You know what? I feel so good, and I feel you know, that good feeling that you did something good. it was like well thought of. Yeah, I had, my intentions were so good. So it for me, it's just like, I'm just passing on the good vibes and may the good vibes spread, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it. It's a good vibe. You know, the same thing that, if someone has a bad energy and they argue with their spouse comes to work, they spread it on the workplace, you know, they come home, they spread it out to a family, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's everything can be spread.
Yeah.
So this Maito is a good energy. And whenever I see, you know, the views are climbing up, I'm getting on my Instagram, I'm getting people, as you said, dancing in their living room and stuff. I know that energy is spreading, and that's what is warming my heart. And like, you know, whenever I look back on it, I'm like, I should have done more, you know? but it is what it is, you know? It is what it is.
Are you a perfectionist like that? Do you go back sometimes and think like, oh, I could have did that differently or improved that part?
Oh, yes. I'm a Virgo, so I'm definitely a perfectionist. I can overthink. I can look back at things that I know I cannot do anything with. I mean, change it. And still I'll be like, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. But I'm learning, you know. I'm learning how to be easy on myself. You know, it's so important for people to be easy on themselves, because we are our worst critics, our worst, you know, sometimes enemies, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to teach myself to be like, well, okay, that's how I did it, and I'm proud of it, you know, and, you know, no regrets. I mean, all of that is just so bad energy. It sucks up your positive energy, you know. So yeah. This is something that I'm trying to, I'm working on it. So, you know, actually, just before our interview, I watched the Maito video. I was like, shit, I wish I did this. And I was like, okay, Stella, remember, do not regret.
Let it go.
Let it go. And the funny thing is that you're the only one thinking about it. Nobody else knows what you're capable of rather than yourself, right? So you just got to be easy on yourself.
What are you working on right now?
So I'm still working with my agency, Position Music, for an album, for commercials and movies and series. At the same time as I'm working on my solo album, my album is a bit deep. I love expressing myself in rhythm and poetry, you know. I love talking about, you know, soulful things, spirituality, you know, love, questions. I have a lot of questions that I need to put into songs. So I'm working on that project. So, I mean, time will tell. And it's so much fun for me to still be relevant with Just Dance and other projects, you know. So at least it's not like I'm hiding while I'm working, you know. I still have things going on there.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Charles.
Thanks for taking the time.
All the best to you, okay?
Thanks. Thanks for listening to this episode of Game Makers. If you want to check out the music video for Maitu, we'll put the link in the episode description. This episode was edited by Manu Bachet. For more from Game Makers, remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.